News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Top civil servants have claimed their new headquarters resembles a call centre. A letter sent to the Health Minister Simon Harris from the Association of Higher Civil and Public Servants states an open floor plan and combined workstations would distract employees and impact on productivity. Are those concerns warranted? Joining us in studio is Peter Cosgrove, Director of CPL Resources. Peter, are they justified in their concerns?
No, I don't think so. But I can see that there's a thing with change here. So if you're used to a closed plan office and you move to open plan, the first time people do, they do see that there is a few challenges. So the idea of having that closed door, honestly, there's sometimes an area of status that people feel.
I was going to say to you, this is about status, isn't it? Well, I like having my own office with my name over the door.
And if that's what you've always had, and you're suddenly moved to this, I've heard people say it's like a call center environment because that's what they think it is. Whereas actually, if you move into nearly any financial services, technology, media company, everybody's sitting in open plan. But it doesn't mean there isn't change required if you're used to the closed plan. But I actually think it's more about status, and probably it's just this is the way the future work's going. Not only are people in open plan offices, people are now working in desks where they don't have to come to work all day. So you're kind of having to get used to it. It is changing.
The idea of you're having your own little room and your name over, I mean, it is quite archaic, isn't it? And is it even efficient? I mean, are there surveys as to which works better, the open plan?
Well, generally, people will say that there should be a room for the most senior people, so the CEO and maybe a CFO. People will then start arguing, oh no, I need one because of privacy and I need one because of security. But actually, you can get screens on your computer now, so everything can't be seen by someone else. People can wear headphones if they feel that it's too noisy where they are. So actually, most people will argue that actually the top people in the organisation need one because there are times when you need confidential or conversations. But actually, even companies like Vodafone have moved to the stage about 8 years ago where they put their whole office open plan, more than just open plan. You actually could sit anywhere any day. So you literally walked into an empty desk with a laptop and your mobile phone. And
Including
the boss. And that was a bit scary. Now, they would have a few offices for people to use, and you will find one of the dangers of when you move to open plan is people start taking offices and say, I just need this office for the day, this meeting room for the day, i.e. it becomes their office because they want to have an office. But actually, a lot of this is to do with people saying, when people are sitting in an office, they never talk to each other. So actually, the open plan gets some kind of conversations that maybe wouldn't have happened between different departments, which
and
is very
brainstorming
useful.
And stuff like that. Yeah. It's also, let's call a spade a spade, it's also better crack if you're in an open plan office. It makes life a little bit bearable if you can have a quick chat about a TV program you saw last night or whatever.
Now, the only challenge with that is some of your listeners might be going, God, that's the last thing I want. I do want to come into work and just work and not talk to anyone. There are people out there who want to do that. There are people who just come in and they don't want to do that. But I think it's understanding if you're in an open plan office, you can still go to a place yourself. You can still go to a quiet area if you're writing something, if you need to think. People do highlight that the worst place to do most of your thinking is actually at your desk. And that's nothing to do with open plan or closed plan. It's just there's too many distractions with an email, your phone. So actually people are getting used to the fact that you actually have to go somewhere quiet if you are trying to do some thinking time. So it's not about open or closed plan. And you're right, there is more for the younger generation. They absolutely want to be closer to the colleagues and be able to see who's doing what and actually start chatting, during the day.
Yeah, because I know here in News Talk even, if something comes up and you get a huge reaction from people on the floor to some issue of the day or whatever, or TV programme, you kind of go, wow, okay, well, if we're talking about it and everyone's getting energised about it, that's going to make a good radio item as well. Yeah. So it helps kind of ferment ideas. And
you will probably potentially get an idea from someone you didn't think you were going to get from.
Yeah.
So exactly. So they're this kind of unintended consequence you get from having people on a floor who maybe naturally wouldn't be sitting together because you generally have closed off this group from that group. So when you put them together, you will get some ideas. But I think you just have to realise anyone moving to an open plan for the first time, it is a challenge, and there are there will definitely be some teething problems.
But the office of the future, finally, Peter, I mean, it's going to be a million miles removed from the rise and fall of regional pairing with everyone going into their small little office with names over the door. That's just not going to happen in the future.
No, absolutely. And if you look at most companies struggling to find the best talent at the moment, one of the reasons they do this is they want everybody to be working within 10 miles of their office so they can come in every day. Whereas actually, the moment you start realising, as long as I can have certain people who can do a great job for me, they could actually work anywhere in the world. So this at least is moving people towards this idea that we should be paying paying people for great work. Because one of the comments in this was about productivity. Actually, productivity is about doing a great job. It's not about where you sit and where you are. And if you're an engaged worker, so if you're in a startup company, you could be sitting on a box in a loft working 14 hours a day, and they're incredibly productive and engaged. So this is a lot also to do with how engaged you are as a worker.
Okay, good stuff. Peter Cosgrove, Director of CPL Resources, thanks indeed for coming in to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.